All right, hello there, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, another great episode of the podcast, Hueytown Chamber Chat with your host. I'm Jamie Gilmore. I am joined, as always, by the one, the only, Gavin the Magnificent. Unless he's returning a text, then it's Gavin. He'll get to you in probably 3 to 7 years is what the game plan is. Gavin, you'd like to respond to that?
If you're ever having a medical emergency, do not text Gavin because you will die.
If you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and he is the person that you need
for a trip,
Gavin's not the guy. He's a busy man, though. Go ahead, respond, Gavin. Go ahead.
I don't think I can have a response. You give me 3 days.
Anyways, guys, listen, so glad that you're here. The other lovely voice that you hear is the one and only Mona.
Hello.
Mona Reeves, she is on the chamber with us, the board of directors, and we're here for the second annual, ladies and gentlemen, the second annual Red, White, and the Boom. We're going to be with you for a few minutes today. You can kind of hear the music and the people in the background. Last year, this event had over 4,200 people attend, and I can tell you this, I think, Gavin, you might have been with me on stage when I said, I've never seen this many people here. I mean, do you remember that? We talked about that? I mean, and we're talking about Christmas, which is a big event, tree lighting. We got several events. Fall Fest is a big event. But, I mean, it was – I mean, and I'm trying to point at it like you can see it, unfortunately. But there's a huge hill behind us that is nothing on it. But it was full of people last year watching the fireworks. Mona, why do you think it was so crowded? Why do you think it was so many people here? Why do you think it was so crowded?
Well, it was a first – it was a first thing. I think everybody wanted to come see what it was about. And they did. And they liked it. And so I think they'll be back.
Do you think, also, do you think that, like, the 4th of July is one of those holidays that, like, some people love Christmas, some people kind of don't like it. It can be a great time of year. It can be kind of sad if you're missing people. Thanksgiving, kind of the same thing. People like Halloween. Some people don't like it. But it's almost across the board. Everybody likes 4th of July.
I like all the holidays.
I mean, I do, too.
Because there's food involved.
There is, yes. And I think for this one in particular, it takes me back to a time when I was a kid. And remembering it and being a part of it. And I remember like it was yesterday, everybody hanging out. We're all playing out in the yard. The grill's open. We're shooting fireworks that night. The family, the neighborhood. It was just something so special about this holiday.
And somebody's cranking the ice cream freezer.
There you go. I thankfully never had to do that. We had one you didn't have to crank. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, back in the day, that was all there was.
Do you ever have the homemade chocolate with the Hershey syrup?
Uh-huh. And Oreo.
We're going to start talking about food. It's going to make me really hungry.
Yeah, we may need to do favorite ice creams again.
Can we do that? Or just, you know what we got to do? Just favorite desserts, period. Favorite.
Oh, no. Or we had to narrow it down for me.
Favorite 4th of July food?
Ice cream. Homemade ice cream.
There you go. Okay, we'll do ice cream flavors. Make it easy for Mona. We hope to have a few guests for you, too. We hope to have some people sit in and talk. That is the game plan. I've got my paper somewhere, my script. They're kind of looking it around and checking it, but it's not a big deal. I'll get it in a second. Here's what's unique about this particular event that we're doing today is that we just got off the, we come off the hills of City Fest. So if you were at City Fest, you probably were not dry. Had a buddy of mine's band play. He's going to be on the episode that's hopefully going to come out pretty soon. It's about the City Fest episode. He's in the band called The Days, and he's been asking me for years, could I get him on this on City Fest? And I finally get him on. And they play 12 minutes before the bottom absolutely comes out. I mean, it was Gavin and myself were sitting here and we're going, we're done for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we did get the final two acts, but we didn't have anything go for about an hour and a half because not only was it rain, it was lightning. It wouldn't stop.
No.
And so you have to wait 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, you know, from the last lightning bolt before you can get out and walk around or whatever. So two bands did not get the chance to play. So those two bands tonight are going to get the opportunity. We're going to have...
And they're good ones.
They are. Logan the Entertainer, who has been here for a while, but played Mini City Fest. Always so much fun. And we've got Hotel Ice Machine, and they play kind of a rockabilly kind of sound. Very good, very cool, very fun. And the cool thing about it, the guy that's the lead singer of the band, kind of his son, who I think might be 13, 14 now,
yeah,
somewhere near,
so.
Who plays like lead guitar. So it's so cool. Mm-hmm. You know, it's awesome to watch. So that's going to be going on. So it's kind of different tonight. It's going to be a different event. We've got fireworks. We've got some local talent. I'll try to see if I don't have my sheet in front of me, but I think it's Ava Theros. Owen Griffiths.
Johnny LaFoy,
who, by the way, back-to-back, first time ever, back-to-back food truck champions. with Austin's whereabouts. You know,
and wearing two hats.
Wearing tonight. Two hats tonight. Are they going to be here tonight, cooking food, serving barbecue?
Doing both. All they'll right. be here, and he'll be performing.
It's going to be such a good time with the food trucks and everything. And again, I like the local talent. It's an opportunity for them to show off. Mayor Ware is going to be speaking. I'm going to be on stage. And what I've come to realize is that I don't really care what the event is. I don't care how hot it is. I don't care what it is. If I can talk and be on stage, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Whether it's one person or 500,000, it doesn't matter to me. The show doesn't change.
No, it's fun. It's just for fun.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
I wish we were live, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, live, so people could hear what you're saying and say, hey, I want to go do that.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, have a seat, man.
Hey, come on in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got him.
On air?
Yeah, we're going to put you on the air. Yeah, yeah. Of course we are. That's how it works. That's how we roll. We just get random people that are here and say, hey, come on, sit down. Now, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
All right, so I'm Jason. We owners of Donut Envy Central Alabama.
Okay.
We do mini donuts, a variety of flavors. Got fresh squeezed lemonade, iced coffee, sweet tea, bottled water. Mostly trying to work Central Alabama, Justin County, St. Clair County. Just trying to get into the neighborhoods and get involved in communities.
You've been at
chamber events before. I'm sorry,
no,
Jimmy.
No, go ahead, Bob.
You've been at chamber events before, though,
have
you?
We have.
How did you like it? Well, you're back, so it must have been a good experience for you.
Yeah, we had a good time. Weather was a little crummy last time. Yeah. That was okay. It was a good event, good people, so really enjoyed it.
Good. We're glad you're back.
That's what a good co-host does right there. Anybody else ever did that? That's awesome. I've been looking for that, Gavin. We need to promote Mona now to the co-host.
Okay.
Permanent.
Okay.
So when did you get started and when did you come up with the idea of a donut truck? That's something you don't see a lot.
So it's a franchise.
Yeah.
They actually out of Orlando.
Okay.
And we are actually the fourth one in Alabama.
Okay.
There's one in Gadsden, one in Florence, and one in Gulf Shores. And they're actually opening one up in Auburn. So
I like that. I like the Auburn part of that.
Yeah, sure. Auburn, Columbus areas.
Nice.
I think it might end up being really good down there. So,
is Envy for Nevada, or because you make Krispy Kreme jealous?
Envy like Envy.
Envy, like you make Krispy Kreme and other donut makers jealous.
Right.
Okay, I get it.
Well, it's cool that like if they're doing their own kind of region, there's no competition for you that like
right.
with them. And again, right. I don't. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen donut trucks before. I mean, if I have, I don't know where they're at.
Not here.
Yeah, not here in the central area. So you should have a really good opportunity. So you're saying Central Alabama. Where else have you been?
Our area is pretty much St. Clair County and Jefferson County down to Hoover area and up through Gardendale and down through Hueytown.
Okay.
So we try to stay within about an hour of Trussville.
Okay.
Pretty much. So.
That's cool. So first of all, what's your favorite donut? But then what's your best seller?
Cinnamon roll is my favorite.
Okay.
And I would say best seller probably cinnamon roll or strawberry shortcake.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Damn, strawberry shortcake sounds
good.
Strawberry
shortcake
is really good.
I would have said they have an Oreo looking thing over there. That would have been that would have been what I would have said.
No, that's gonna be fun. That sounds good. I might have to make my way over there and try that.
Yeah, you should.
I might definitely. Well, listen, we appreciate it. I know you want to get back. This is gonna be a great night. There's going to be a huge crowd. I'm sure they're going to enjoy your donuts.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. I was going to say, we got a flavor of the
samples.
Month that just came out. It's called Shark Attack. It's going to have like a lemon glaze, red frosting, and then it's going to have a blue raspberry shark on top of it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. Nice opening night of it. So
that sounds good.
We accept samples here at the podcast.
You want to slide us a couple over?
Yeah, those little mini donuts. We do accept samples. We can be bribed, as a matter of fact.
Oh, absolutely. But no, greatly. Thank you for being a part and helping out today and being a part of this community. But good luck, and I'm looking forward to tasting some of your products.
I definitely appreciate it. You guys have a good night.
Thank you. All right.
I hope it goes well for you.
Donut Envy. That sounds like something we should be a part of.
Envy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I ask. Are you making Krispy Kreme jealous? Is it that kind of envy?
Also, I want to thank we got Bama Concessions. I tried to get them to come over. They gave me a free cherry limeade. Lance Smith, he makes money hand over fist. People love his corn, street corn. I'm not a fan of corn. You like corn?
Yeah, I like corn.
Any kind. I don't know why. I just don't like it.
You don't like corn?
Don't like corn.
Popcorn?
I don't mind a corn casserole.
Popcorn?
No?
There you go.
No.
I don't like popcorn.
Yeah.
How do you get through a movie?
I get chocolate covered almonds.
You get what, Gavin?
Do what?
What do you get?
Nothing. I just watch the movie.
What? You don't get any snacks?
What?
What's wrong with you?
Something.
But you know what? That'd be a cheap date, though. Like, you don't have to worry about, because, you know, you're probably going to drop $30, $40 in snacks no matter where you go. Yeah, I want to thank also Battle Axe will be here tonight. I know that's another food truck that we have, and fantastic cheeseburger. So if you're ever out and about and you see them, grab a cheeseburger.
They have the fries that they put everything but the kitchen sink on.
You like loaded fries? It's just like every time I have Mona here, we talk about food a lot on this podcast. And then I get extremely hungry.
I like food a lot.
And once I start working, I've got to go. I got to keep working. So there's really no downtime for me tonight once we start moving. I will say this. I'm going to throw this out here. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and say it's not hot. It's Alabama. It's Alabama, July. But it is such a difference between this year and last year.
Like 20 degrees.
I almost died last year.
You did.
I was very close.
Oh, yeah. We were worried about you.
I was worried about myself. I mean, I was struggling. And people, I tell this story all the time. Random people I didn't even know. I mean, Mona always brings me water, but I had people like just throwing water at me. It's like, thank you, thank you. Because I needed it. Because
I
was struggling.
You needed to pour it over your head.
I think I did. We got a cold towel, by the way, that we're gonna use. So much. I mean, listen, this is a great night, and I think people are already starting to get here. They already got their seats. It's a little different. We got music. We also have Cindy O'Brien, by the way, that's going to be doing some games. And correct me if I'm wrong, she just retired after over 40 years. Is that right?
She did. She did. And that was a huge loss. I mean, I know she's ready to move on with her life, but she has been a fixture.
To do something anywhere for 40 years.
Yeah, that's major.
It's quite miraculous.
It is.
And I don't think – it doesn't happen much anymore. And that, I think, is going to go away. I don't think you're going to see that much over the next generation.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
people move from job to job now.
Might be a different generation, too.
But she's been a teacher. So we had her on last year. I don't know if we'll get to have her on before we leave, because we're going to get off in a few minutes. But she's going to be doing some games with us. But I need to tell her when I see her, and I'm sure I will, just thank you. I mean, that's just amazing.
If I see her, I can. Do you see her?
I don't see her, but maybe she'll walk up and we can get her on. I want to say this, too, to all the teachers that listen. You probably don't hear this enough, but thank you. Thank you for what you do.
No kidding.
I mean, it's not a job that that people are lining up to do anymore, and I get that, and I see why.
No.
But to all the teachers, we have teachers. I know teachers in particular that listen to the podcast, that listen to the show. Thank you for what you do.
Well, and if you think about it, they not only teach, but they're usually very involved in the community as well. Half our board.
Yes.
Our teachers.
Well, I also want to say, I know she listens on the podcast, Stacy Ragland. Just came off our board. Love Stacy to death. Such a good person. Such a nice human being to be around.
Yeah.
That's a pleasure. She is going to be moving on to another school system after spending so many time and so much time here at Hughtown. But hey, we love her, and hopefully maybe one day she'll be back and she'll come to some events and help us. She was a great asset to our Chamber Board of Directors.
Very much so. We miss you, Stacy.
And also, too, and this is something you're going to hear. It's a theme tonight. We're going to be doing, you know, National Anthem, Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to have some people, local, former military here. But I want to say this, too. If you fought for our country, or you have family that fought for our country, or maybe even died for fighting for our country, thank you. Again, it's something that's not said enough. It's great we have the holidays, and we celebrate this country. But keep in mind, if you're listening right now, and this is going to air in a couple of weeks. This is going to air. We're recording on the 3rd of July. But you can't think about it enough. The reason that you're able to get in your car and go to work, the reason that you're able to listen to this podcast, the reason we are able to record this podcast, is because people died for us. Never forget that. And never forget what it means, what this country means to military. Mm-hmm. This is a holiday for them as well, because we're celebrating our nation's independence.
To them, it's it's not just a job. It's a way of life. Because when you go in the military, it's not something you just go to in the morning and you come home at night. That it's all the time. It's your way of life.
I have an uncle, and I remember we went to an Auburn game one time, and it was a basketball game, and it never hit me. I had my hat, and we stood up for the national anthem. And I kind of left my hat on because I wasn't thinking. I forgot, you know. He looks at me and gives me a stone cold stare. And I go, he has stood up. He's got his hat. I take my hat off. But that's the difference, right? and this is, I was probably 20 years old, and ever since I've made sure that if I'm when the national anthem is being played, I am completely 100% standing, hat off, saluting.
My dad was military, and he has been known to, at a high school football game, take hats off heads.
Yeah, I don't blame him at all. Good for him. You got to show respect to the country, and again, for all the people that are out there that are listening, that have people, that have family that have fought for the country, thank you. And tell them we said thank you. So once again, we're coming to you here from the Red, White, and the Boom. It is the second annual, and I also want to say a big hello to our fearless leader, Debbie Kiker, under the weather.
Very.
She is not feeling good. And Timmy Tasteman, for her to miss an event like this, she has to be down. You know, just down, right? Bless her heart. I hope she feels better. And by the time she listens to this, she will be feeling better. But Debbie, we miss you. Wish you were here to be a part of this.
But that's okay, Debbie. It's okay.
We got
your board. Yeah, your board has your back, Debbie.
Well, you got the Prez here. Lisa Kriegel's been putting all the work in. She's been texting everybody all day, making executive decisions. I love it. If she ever runs for office, she did tell me I could be her vice president or her press secretary. I think I'm going to go vice president just because there's really no responsibility there. So I like that job. And I mean, unless something really awful happens, I can go speak. That's right in my ear.
Yes, it is.
That's my, I got to speak next week. Big speech I got to make. Hey, that's perfect for me. And then, you know, after 8 years, I won't run again. I don't want no responsibility. I'm going to retire. Because if I could be the vice president or the second born prince, would be a good job. Okay. Well, you're never going to be king, right? You're never going to have to worry about being king. You can just live in a castle, chill, a barbecue, have people over. That's pretty much a good gig, too. I would never complain about that. The least amount of responsibility I can get by making pretty similar money, perfect for me.
If you find that gig, will you? will you
it is a lifelong dream.
Will you help a sister out if you find that gig?
Well, hey, once Lisa becomes president, we'll get you in the cabinet somehow.
Absolutely.
Secretary of Agriculture, that could be something for you.
I'm thinking not.
Homeland Security?
Possibly.
Possibly. Okay, I got one for a job for Gavin. Gavin could be in charge of tech.
Oh, absolutely.
In the White House?
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, I see that. National Security Advisor? I can see you in the room talking about bomb him. No, don't do that. Let's just chill. Let's wait a second. He's Gavin making those tough decisions. Can you see that?
I could. I could see that Gavin doing whatever he decides he wants to do.
I hope we can get a couple more guests before we call it a day. Once again, I want to thank everybody that's a part of this. There's so many people. A lot of people got here early this morning. A lot of our chamber members are here. They've been working all day. I unfortunately couldn't be here, but I'm here now, and we hope to have a great event. I'm looking for Mayor Ware is going to be here. Is Jake Ware going to be here?
Probably.
Yeah, he likes Fourth of July.
I see.
The Crown Prince of Hueytown might be here, Jake Ware. We'll talk to him if he does. And also, I want to say this, too. So, again, this is a little late when you hear this recorded, but Motel Ice Machine, they are a super cool band to hear. Again, if you like kind of country, a little rock, kind of a rockabilly sound, they are fantastic. Give them a chance. Give them an opportunity. You ever hear their plan? And they've kind of became known as the Hueytown House Band.
Yep.
Because they play every City Fest. I don't think they've missed. And this was the first City Fest that they missed. And it was all due to the weather.
The weather, yeah.
That was it. They got rained out. So they're going to be able to play, be able to be a part of this. So it is great to have them here, and they're unique. And again, the young man that we had him on, I think last year on the podcast, to be that talented at that age.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine that?
I mean, that's
playing an instrument like that is just amazing.
Oh yeah. I mean, I just imagine how proud his dad is.
I mean, you know, we talk about your musical ability.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty much zero, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mine? No, mine is. I've got no opportunity. I can't play an instrument. Well, Mona, she says, give me a second. And what does she do? She comes back with a guest. That's what good Mona is. Hey, this co-host gig.
Hey, sign me up.
I'm going to give you a raise.
Please do.
We're not going to tell you what that is, though, but it's going to be substantial.
Hey, I work for Donuts.
We're going to be substantial.
Junior Mint.
Snack. Anyway, our guest, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Cindy O'Brien, former retired physical education teacher from Hueytown Intermediate School.
We can see it from right here. Cindy was on the podcast and did the games last year. She's going to do some games tonight. Looking forward to that. So we were just talking about you. 42 years? How many years?
43.
Wow.
How's retirement? Is it an adjustment?
Well, I don't know yet. I take care of my 86-year-old basketball coach from high school. And she lives in assisted living and fractured her ankle.
Oh,
so
poor thing.
We've been at rehab, and I've run back and forth to Tuscaloosa where she lives. So I've been taking care of her this summer. So.
Well, I hope she's feeling better.
She is. She's improving.
So I have to ask the question. First of all, congratulations on a fantastic career. What made you decide after 43 years? What was the turning point? I ask the tough questions on this podcast.
Freely.
What I do.
I don't really know. I always felt like there would come a time when I would just know the time was right to step away. And I just had that day. I don't know.
Okay.
It was a culmination of a lot of things.
What do you think the biggest change, just say from when you started to your last class that you taught? What do you think the biggest change?
Definitely families. Our community has changed a little.
Yeah.
But families and...
Families in the sense that maybe you don't have the two-parent household.
Right.
Or you've got foster kids now.
Yes, and you have parents that defend and want...
Support. Yeah.
You know, and that becomes an issue. It works much better when we can all work together for the kids. And,
absolutely.
Becomes a struggle when we... When we don't do that, so.
Would you say this is the defend generation of when there's a problem, when there's an issue?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. I know where you're coming from. And I will say this too, you know, this is something that's built. Nothing like this happens overnight. It's generation. It is over time.
Yes.
It gets to the point to where now, exactly what you're talking about, you almost have to have video footage before something's believed.
Right.
Do you feel like that it's swinging back a little with more of the little kids now? Seems like maybe the parents are being a little more.
I do think.
Do you feel like it's swinging the other way?
I do think we have swung back a little with the younger ones.
Yes.
Well, that's a good trend, though. Let's hope that
is.
Continues. Yeah, let's hope that
it
continues.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah.
We turn back to values and things that are important, that matter.
And I think expectations are important as well.
Yes.
I mean, this is how we want to do this. This is how we expect you to behave at school. This is how we need you to behave at school.
Right.
If not, there is a consequence for it. And there's a consequence for every choice you make. And somewhere along the line, that's been lost to where, it's a consequence, but I don't really believe that happened.
Or there's maybe excuses made. There's all the they have this or they have that. They want to diagnose. There's the crown prince.
Yeah.
They want to diagnose these kids with things, and they're just kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think excuses.
I think one of the biggest things that's changed is the social media.
Yes.
Access and the things the students are exposed to.
And your phone.
You know, and a lot of we talk by texting and with a keyboard. I started to say a typewriter. That dates me. A keyboard.
Yeah.
You know, but we can't. Kids have trouble just looking each other in the eye and having conversations.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we can all be sitting in the same room and everybody's on their device.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not really communication
with them.
Right.
It has changed. I think the dynamic, and this is going back to before I was, you know, as a kid. My mom, you know, we all kind of ate together. We would talk. And sometimes my mom would turn the television off while you eat, which I thought was crazy at the time. Now I'm like, man, my mom was a genius. But the ability to speak and ability to talk and ability, those social talents are lost.
But those skills have to be taught.
Oh, yeah. It's not nothing. When you're a kid, you're a sponge, right?
Right.
You're growing up, your mind's a sponge, right? And when it's not there, and when it's not taught to you, what do you do? And then when you have kids, how are you supposed to teach what you were supposed to learn? So it's it takes a village.
It does.
And we're all going to have to work to make that change. But you know what? It's not your problem anymore, is it?
Yes, it's still my problem. It's still my problem.
Well, listen, I want to say 43 years is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And there's no telling how many kids and lives you've touched. So thank you so much for what you did, what you've done, and what you continue to do.
They've probably touched mine more than I've touched theirs.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
This one's a brother. I was telling his dad the other night,
yeah.
Mayor Ware. I remember back when, even when Sam was in kindergarten and first grade, every dress-up day that we had at school, he dressed in his fatigues, and he was Army all the way, you know.
Yes.
And
that's right.
That's awesome. And now he's, like, living that dream.
Exactly. Yep.
As an Auburn fan in the Army.
Yep, I know it.
Who would have ever thought that would happen?
Never in a million years would I guess that one, for sure.
Well, listen, Cindy, thanks so much.
Thank you. And
looking forward to the games tonight. I'll talk to you in a little while. We'll figure out how we're going to do this.
Okay.
Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Man, 43 years. And Jake, being somebody that got picked last a lot in athletics, you know how important – a PE teacher is.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I wasn't, you know, no, I'm not the, I mean, I held my own, I feel like, but, you know, could have been better.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did my best.
Well, listen, we're going to talk briefly about this. We got Eric, we're going to talk to him, and then we'll get out of here. And, Eric, thank you so much. You can chime in whatever you want. But this is a little different because it's kind of this is a hybrid event, as we got two bands that, unfortunately, because of monsoon season, 2025 did not get to play.
That's right.
Get to stay tonight, and hopefully a pretty big crowd.
Yeah, this is such a cool thing.
It's
at like City Fest. This, you know, we've had a really good run. You know, 7 years in a row, no rain. It's been great.
Yeah.
Well, we made up for it. Lucky number seven was not in the cards this year. We had quite the rain storm that you just mentioned. But it's so cool that the city was able to bring these folks back. Bring the stage, bring the sound, the lighting, all this stuff, to make this Red, White, and Boom even more of a boom.
It's going to be – it's a cool event. A lot of people showed up. Last year, this was our biggest event. I want to keep saying this. I've said it a couple times. Over 4,200 people here last year.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And it was – you could tell. You could see it, and I think it's going to happen again tonight. So, Motel Ice Machine, I've already mentioned that if you haven't had the chance to see them, they're so much fun. Rockabilly, a lot of fun, can get after it. And they're kind of the Hueytown House Band.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we haven't had a City Fest without them. They've been on the bill since day one.
Yeah.
So it's cool that we were able to, you know, obviously have them there, but bring them back here so they can play. But then you got Logan that's going to headline tonight, the Entertainer.
Yeah. And he is going to put on a show. And let me tell you something. He is a lot of fun. So you've never had the chance. Now, again, we're recording this. But be very clear. Hopefully, Logan, Hotel Ice Machine, will be back at City Fest next year.
Yep.
Hopefully, the weather is going to be better. It was a pretty miserable day.
Yeah, you know, everything weather-wise, everything that could go wrong
went wrong.
You know, we were lucky that we had like an hour and a half, 2 hour window
where we were able to finish up strong.
Yeah, we were able to get the last two bands in, so we got something out of it. You know, it wasn't a complete washout, but it was hard. But you know, we adapted. You know, we did the best we could, and I think the people that stuck it out still had a good time.
I heard a lot of people had a good time. I had a great time. I enjoyed M80s were a lot of fun.
They were.
You know, their drummer was interesting, and I'll stop there.
They've got some characters. A lot of those cover bands that we have come in,
they're different.
These regional acts. I mean, they're characters, but they put on. That's why they're so good. Is they put on a show. You know, they're interesting folks.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
And again, everybody likes that kind of music, right?
Yeah, people loved them, and we'd love to have them back for next year as well. You know, we've already. I mean, this is a year long process, so we are already in talks.
Started working.
Yeah, we were already working.
Yeah, started working. Again, you could have saw it on Facebook. They were working the Monday after, right?
Yep, that's right.
That's what they do.
The Monday after, we had our recap and started talking about next year.
Before I let you go. 4th of July, where does it rank in Jake Ware's top holidays? Is it top three?
Well, I mean, we're doing a podcast, so you can't see me, but I am head-to-toe American flags right now. Outside of Christmas, folks, this is my favorite holiday.
Really? It's number two for you.
Yeah, it's the peak of summer to me. You've got great barbecue, you've got fireworks. I mean, who doesn't love America?
Yeah.
Like, I soak it all in. I love the 4th of July. So it's so cool that we have an event like this in Hueytown, that we can come out, see a good fireworks show, get some good food, have a good time with family and friends, and celebrate the country. I love it.
People love, like, to me, this is an atmosphere where everybody's going to have fun tonight.
Yeah.
You got food trucks, you got food, you got patriotism, you got good music. What more do you need?
You really don't need anything else. I mean, this is it's what makes everything great about the country, all the good, just wrapped in here to this park. And so I love doing stuff like this. So I'm big 4th of July guy.
All right, so I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy, and we'll talk about anything band-related before I go get on stage. I want to say this, though. We got to get a football episode in, so we'll try to plan that.
Say that again.
We got to get a football episode in.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got to get that. We'll talk some Hueytown, but we're going to talk some SEC. We'll see what's up. So stay tuned for that.
Sounds good.
Talk to you later, Jack. Mr. Fry, how are you?
Good, Jamie. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Man, it's a blessing to be here at this event, as always. You know, the city of Hueytown, they show up and show out every time.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're always glad to be a part of it.
We got we're going to do, me and you are going to be doing the pledge, right?
Yes, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll, you know, get everybody ready for the national anthem.
Yeah.
So we'll be good to go. We're just thankful to be here, ready to celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States of America. What a blessing it is to still be here.
Amen.
And all the blessings that we have to enjoy on a day where we can all come as one in a group like this and have a good time and fellowship and, you know, just be at one, you know, with the day.
I've already said this, but I've already thanked all the military and everybody that's, you know, far for our country. I've already did this, but I'm going to go ahead and thank you as a former military man yourself. Appreciate your service. Thank you.
We appreciate it. You know, we do, you know, everybody always asks me about that, but I didn't do it for me. I did it for y'all. You know, my family's always been in the military. I mean, I had a great grandfather who was in the cavalry, a grandfather who was in Korea in World War II.
Sure.
And then my dad and my uncles were in Vietnam. So I just carried on the lineage, and here we are. You know, it's just a blessing to be a part of it and to help, you know, keep the freedoms that we got.
Well, listen, Eric, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to being on stage with you. We'll get this party started.
Amen,
brother. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I'm glad it's starting to cool off just a little.
It's so much cooler than it was last year.
Amen.
I almost died twice last year. I remember it. I can tell you. Like it was, died twice. It was twice.
I look forward to it, brother. We'll see you in just a few.
All right, see you, Eric. See you on stage. Yes, sir. All right, man, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Introduce yourself and tell us what you're about.
Yeah, my name is Braden Crow. I'm the owner and founder of the Craven app. We've developed an app where you can find food trucks. I'm really big on food trucks. I think the food's always better than going to a restaurant. Not the restaurants are bad.
Amen to that.
But I love the food trucks, and every time I try to go find one, I got to be in 20 Facebook groups, and I got to follow 20 people on Instagram to be able to figure out where they're at.
That's a great idea. Where'd you come up with that at? I mean, we just
To be honest with you, I was in Houston, Texas one day. I wanted to go to a food truck. I saw 20 the day before, and I downloaded 3 apps on my phone that were supposed to be quote-unquote food truck finder apps. There were 0 food trucks open at 8 o'clock on a Friday night in Houston, Texas on the app.
Wow.
So I said, you know what? Somebody's doing this all wrong.
How has the response been?
Response has been incredible. This was an idea like literally 2 months ago. We decided to go kind of all out on it, and we last minute did Sloss Furnace Chicken Fest. It was a brand new event downtown. We just got people to start signing up for interest in our app. We've got over 1,000 people already signed up that are interested in downloading the app whenever we download it. We've partnered with 35 trucks across Birmingham already that are giving away a month of free food to 12 individuals that sign up already. So that's kind of the big perk, and we look forward to getting people connected with their favorite food trucks.
Sloss Furnace, by the way, if you've never been there, that's a cool place.
It's incredible.
And it's haunted, by the way.
It is.
But you know what? Maybe the ghosts like chicken. That's what we're banking on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is a great idea. I mean, I would have never thought of this. I got to ask you before I let you go, though, your favorite food truck.
My favorite food truck is the Hush Truck.
Okay, explain what's in the Hush Truck.
Hush Truck is Chef Mark Bynum and Gina, his wife. They run it together. He has a very unique concept on food, on just making so many different types of foods, from ramen bowls to one of my favorites. It's a chicken sandwich with watermelon on it. It's cold-pressed watermelon on a fried chicken sandwich. Weird concept, so good.
Interesting. I'm not saying I wouldn't like it. It does seem different.
Yes.
But I would try it. If you bought it, I'd try it. So if you ever want to offer, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Share a meal together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, good luck. This sounds like a great idea. I'm going to tell my friends about it for sure. I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, and happy 4th.
Happy 4th, and enjoy tonight. We're going to have a good time.
You as well.
All right, there you go. What an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so we were going to talk about we had guests. We had boom, boom, boom. We were expecting.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know if we'd have guests. That's the way this podcast works sometimes at these live events.
Oh, yeah.
Before you know it, people just won't stop talking to you.
Well, you did tell like three or two people to get you guests.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, because me and you can't get up, right?
Oh, yeah.
So to kind of tell you how this works, we're stuck at a table, so we can't walk around and talk to people. So we have to kind of make sure that, you know.
Yeah, I also feel like we kind of got started a little later. Like, it already feels like the event started, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody well, you can tell. Around. Okay, so again, you can tell tonight is going to be a big event.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is people, and we're good. We're still good 45 minutes away.
I mean, I imagine it's probably hard to find a seat last year because, I mean, everybody's starting to put chairs down and get ready.
Now, Gavin does have, after the podcast, now I'm going to be on stage, and normally sometimes I'll get Gavin to help me, but actually Gavin has a job tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead and explain your job, Gavin.
Me drafting people. Me Uncle Sam.
He's going to be Uncle Sam. So he is dressing up as Uncle Sam. I can't wait to see this. I'm excited about Gavin being Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's a good fit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. He definitely shrunk a little bit from last year, though.
Inside joke there. Well, Gavin, I don't think there's anything else. We got work to do. I think we need to get out of here, do this, and enjoy this fantastic event. Keep in mind, as we record for these events, we always tell you this. When you listen, of course, they're recorded. Start coming. I mean, we're going to have all kinds of events in the fall and in the late summer. The Chamber puts on something pretty much monthly. So get out here. Support your community. Be a part of it. You won't regret it.
Oh, yeah.
So with that being said, how about a go-home song? A little Proud to Be an American, Lee Greenwood. I mean, you can't go wrong with that on the 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
You like that? Two thumbs up? There you go. So until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.